Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer of the Denver Broncos. Here's The Drive.
All right, we're joined by our legal beagle, Dan Jacobs. Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being with us. Dan is a lawyer and is a judge in the town of Otis on a part-time basis. Is that right, Dan?
That's correct.
All right. We're interested about the legal ramifications that could happen to Myles Garrett. What can you see in this particular case?
I don't see anything happening from a legal perspective. There are two things that could happen. He could be charged criminally, as could anybody that was involved in that melee. Mason Rudolph, by the way, could be charged criminally as well. The Cleveland police have said they're not going to do that. They're not even looking at it. So that's not going to happen. He could be also sued in theory. And I think it's Rudolph's agent, Mr. Youngers, floating that out there. I think that's a way for him to maybe try and get his name in the paper, you know, airtime or whatever. It's laughable if something like that were to go forward, but it could happen in theory.
Dan, I'm a little bit surprised to hear that you feel like that is laughable, I guess. I guess in my mind, I'm picturing, okay, I'm on the street or I'm in the office, and if I were to grab, I don't know, a hammer and hit my coworker in the head with a hammer, I would certainly think the police would arrest me for that. I mean, to be honest, I'm surprised that police can watch something like that and not feel the responsibility to really arrest him on the spot.
Well, Tyler, there's two different things. What I was saying was laughable would be a lawsuit.
Okay.
A lawsuit would be a laughable endeavor. It would be unwinnable. There would be no damages, and there would be contributory negligence. There'd be issues of consent. And the consent issue also goes over into the sports realm, which is, I understand it looks terrible, and it is terrible. And Myles Garrett's going to pay the price professionally for what he did. But it also looks terrible when a baseball player throws a projectile. If D-Max threw a staple at your head,
yeah,
at 100 miles an hour,
red stapler
too, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I dodge it,
dodge, dip, dive, right. Dodge.
Yeah, 5 years ago, maybe. I don't know. But that point is, yeah, it's terrible, but we expect these things to happen in sports. And while using a helmet as a weapon, it certainly goes over the line. Courts generally rule, it's not impossible, but both criminal and civil courts generally frown upon, you know, those types of actions. And by the way, from a criminal standpoint, they'd have to look at everybody. They'd have to look at Mason Rudolph. They'd have to look at Mark Pouncey, which, by the way, why these two guys are getting such a pass for their conduct is amazing to me. Especially Mason Rudolph escaping a suspension for his conduct as the initial aggressor is baffling to me. But I think the police look at that is this is what happens in sport. Sometimes there's fights. Sometimes there's outside the whistle violence. And that's what this was.
Dan, take us back just a little. You mentioned two things. Why wasn't that Mason Rudolph wasn't suspended or fined? And you mentioned also that he could be sued as well. Why was it that you mentioned those two things?
Well, because actually Myles Garrett now is losing some livelihood. Now, what I understand is that Mason Rudolph now, they are looking at fining him for his conduct. But how he can, as a quarterback, try and rip somebody else's helmet off and kick them in the groin while they're on the ground and escape any type of suspension. If you said that in a vacuum, you'd say, of course, that person's going to get suspended.
Mm-hmm.
But because what Myles Garrett did was so terrible, we're completely overlooking the fact that Mason Rudolph was, in fact, the initial aggressor, got up off the ground and continued to chase Myles Garrett, and it got thumped in the head with his own helmet. I mean, that's what happened. It's not acceptable. It doesn't excuse it. But Myles Garrett is no angel, Mason Rudolph is no angel here, and he also assaulted Myles Garrett. He assaulted Myles Garrett first. So if one is susceptible to criminal charges and being sued, certainly the other is as well.
All right, so if this was in your case, your court in Otis, this would be dismissed.
Well, the judge wouldn't, you know, they'd have to file a motion to dismiss, and we'd have to hear the facts. It would never go through. No, I was thinking about today, I was kind of laughing. Maybe in Boulder.
Boulder.
Be, you know, prosecuted and convicted. Uh-huh. Nowhere else in the country would it happen.
All right. Dan, appreciate it. Thank you so much, pal. We'll
thanks,
talk
Dan.
To you later.
Yeah.
Guys, it's an interesting point that Dan brings up. Are you satisfied there, Tyler, that there will be no sort of criminal charges?
Oh, I would be incredibly surprised if there were criminal charges. I think the one thing that gets glossed over here that should not get glossed over is that just because you're playing sports, I don't understand why that is different. Dan, look, I totally trust him. Obviously, he is well qualified to have his opinion. But I don't understand why using a weapon to hit somebody in the head is any different in sports than it is if I were to hit you in this office right now with a hammer, you know? Why would that be any different?
Well, the reason, so violent.
Yeah, well, the
reason, no, I'm not violent. I didn't do this.
It's still violent, and, you know, we can't dismiss the fact of what Myles Garrett did. And the reason why, you know, the police were not involved in that particular situation, because we're still talking about a professional sport. And in a professional sport, things like this may take place at any point. That's why the league has rules in place that state that no one, you know, has the right to grab towards the face mask of a player, let alone take off a guy's helmet. Now, the idea that something from a legal standpoint would actually take place in the case of, the agent. It was the attorney for Mason Rudolph, you know, talking about filing charges. To me, that would never happen because the NFLPA would step in and say, well, what kind of game would we have if we have our players suing one another? And that would weaken the players' position.
What's happened before?
Well, yeah, but hockey,
weaken their position against the ownership.
I got you. But Bill Romanowski, cracked a dude in the ocular. And that was during a training camp. Remember, he ripped the helmet off and he punched a guy in the face. I'm forgetting his name. Well, that went legally.
I'm drawing a blank on the guy's name, but just a couple of years ago in hockey, he hit somebody in the face with his stick, and he got sued, and he went on probation for like 3 years for it.
Well, that's probably more civil than criminal.
Yeah. If you're getting sued, it's a civil thing. So we'll see where it goes.
Well, do you go on probation for a civil deal? Isn't that
probation?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
The hockey player went on probation for multiple years.
All right, when we come back, I don't think we're quite done with this. So let's dig into it. And Tyler is really fired up. So we'll get into that coming up next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.